Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review now. Every week we have Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Many, many people I know go into this website every day, not only people that are in the business, but people who want to know about what's going on. So it's very cool to overview some of the awards that took place at the Talkers get-together in New York this week. We'll go through that with Michael Harrison in a matter of moments. First, though, our tradition is to go through a list of stories, the topics, if you will, the hot hits from this past week. And so, Michael, will you please do the honors?
Yeah, I know this has been an interesting week in the world and in talk radio, reflected in news talk radio. At number 10, we have sports. We have the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League playoffs. And also we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, Ray Bradbury dies. At number 8, Eurozone jitters. At number 7, Syria violence. At 6, U.S. AFPAC policy. At number 5, Iran nuclear ambitions. At number 4, the Bush tax cuts debate. At number 3, financial markets activity. At number 2, the 2012 presidential campaign. And at number 1, a hot political issue, the Wisconsin recall election. And Scott Walker overcame the recall effort. Okay, here are the people we talked about. We talked about Ray Bradbury at number 10, Harry Reid at number 9. At number 8 was John Boehner. At number 7, Bashar al-Assad. At number 6, Leon Panetta. At number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Bill Clinton. Number 3, Mitt Romney. Number 2, Scott Walker. And number 1, Barack Obama. And that's the way they stack up, Doug.
All right, so Michael, we've all been together this week, talkers and hundreds of people who are talkers, talkers.com, putting together what is now a sort of semi-annual event, both on the East Coast and the West Coast. You decided to do things a little differently because it was easier for people on the West Coast to actually go to a meeting on the West Coast. So you started that last October, and here we have this event in New York this week, the Freedom of Speech Award, I really thought was great. But why don't you go through, because all of these people, for the most, I mean, some of them are household names, some of them are industry names, but it would be interesting, I think, for you to go back and review for people who are listening the events of this this gathering and the awards, the various awards that were given to people. And as I said, I said off the air, I thought the one that was neatest was Jim Farley getting the Freedom of Speech Award at the New Media Seminar.
Yeah, Jim Farley is the vice president of news and programming, which means he's basically the program director and the news director, at an all-news radio station in Washington, D.C. that really is making big industry news, and that is WTOP. It's owned by Hubbard Broadcasting. It's not one of the big, big, big conglomerates. And they're very dedicated to their programming, and they have the First Amendment written in large letters right on the wall over the newsroom.
That was cool.
Yeah, and they subscribe to journalistic integrity. They really are quite journalistic. And this fellow Jim Farley, for people listening, is a leader in the movement. And he's an old-timer. He's been around for years. He's not an up-and-coming kid. Uh-uh. He's been around for years. He's a real news guy and a radio guy. And he's carrying the torch for there to be a revival of journalistic principles in radio, let alone talk radio, in radio. And for that, we think he deserved the Freedom of Speech Award. It was very exciting to see him. The award was presented to him by another superb newsman of radio, Harvey Nagler, who's the vice president of news at CBS. Two wonderful guys.
And they are wonderful guys. Yeah, they're great guys.
Yeah. And we have the Humanitarian of the Year Award, which is given to the talk show host who sets the best example of community service in radio talk show, in the radio talk show business. And this year was given to sports talker, noted sports figure, former most valuable player football guy, Boomer Esiason. And Boomer has a organization known as the Boomer Esiason Foundation to fight cystic fibrosis. His son was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis, and Boomer has become a leader in the campaign to educate and eradicate and support people involved with cystic fibrosis. So we gave him that award. He made a marvelous speech. And there was a Lifetime Achievement Award that was given to the legendary quintessential talk show host, a universally recognized outstanding wordsmith. I love that word, wordsmith, Barry Farber. Many of your listeners may have heard Barry Farber over the years, basically a New York broadcaster, but he's heard around the country. Yep. And those were the awards. There was there was a keynote speech by Sean Hannity, and there was another speech by Ed Schultz. And these are two guys that are on the opposite ends of the polls in terms of political debate. Ed Schultz is seen every night on MSNBC. He's a liberal. Sean Hannity is seen every night on Fox News Channel. He's a conservative. And the two of them were in agreement in their speeches that the industry has to unite against the harassment and the attack on sponsors to boycott or shut down voices with which or with whom we disagree, no matter what side. And that was, I think, the most important thing to come out of this conference.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that more in just a minute. Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. You want to check out the website, Talkers.com, and get an overview. If you love talk radio, many of your favorite hosts were at this gathering, had something to say. There'll be a lot of great video, a lot of great overviews of what has taken place. We continue in a moment here on The Countdown.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today to see terms of use.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ah!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. We've gone through the list, the stories, if you will, and the big people of the week. And now we're talking about the big event of the week for talk radio hosts. A lot of information. Michael went through the award winners and that sort of thing. But I wanted to get to what you thought was the highlight and again, how it impacts what people hear. This is the most important part of this, talking to folks who listen to these hosts, listen to the issues. The way people get, this is something we've been talking about for a long time. I remember you and I 10 years ago talked about, you know, what was going to be the future. We have the cell phones and the, all of the things that have sort of over the years come to pass. But now we have really a strong focus on beyond the radio transmitter. And it became very apparent, I think, to people there. And people that will watch this video when it gets posted at talkers.com will understand, if they don't already, how broad the reach is now in terms of potential to folks at different places, different times of the day, that you might not ever have had access to before or thought you had access to them before.
Yeah, I mean the main issue facing radio and facing talk radio specifically is integrating with the digital age and and yet maintaining the integrity of AM and FM broadcasting and the value of it. This has been a challenge, and it's still a challenge, but quite clearly there are no stations or shows that are isolated to just their local area. Everything is worldwide. Every local show, everybody broadcasting anywhere is really capable of being picked up anywhere.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And that is playing games with the whole psychology and, of course, the potential of what broadcasting in this new century means.
Yeah.
We're coming to grips with it. And I think the most important thing that you're trying to say is we're coming to grips with it.
Well, I think, yeah, we are coming to grips. I thought the two best examples we had, there were panels going on all day long, various hosts, broadcasters, people that had a certain degree of expertise in the various aspects of what we do. And what there was a panel of, well, basically it was two, a guy named Lionel, who's a very clever broadcaster and has very, very interesting things to say about most anything, and Tom Likas, who is a Los Angeles broadcaster and somebody who has created a web radio program, probably the first or at least the most successful, would you say, to date in converting from radio to online, I guess, or whatever, however we want to describe it?
Yeah, he's certainly the highest profile broadcaster who's actively online right now, getting a lot of press, and as a result, he's getting a lot of listeners, and he's generating, in the first 2 months he's been doing this, audiences that are as large as on-air radio stations. So he's becoming an example of how this can be done. His name is Tom Likas, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of him.
Yep. The other thing we talked about was the impact of sports talk radio, because this is, you know, we talk about the spoken word formats, and that's really what Talkers.com covers. And sports talk radio becoming a much broader, I don't know if concern's the right word, but there are many more stations offering a lot of programming, and people wonder whether it's safe or not, because there was a lot of talk about Limbaugh and the things people have said that have been controversial. Is sports talk radio safe or safer?
Well, I'm not sure I'm the one to decide what's safe and what's not safe. I am an advocate of controversy, and I'm a total supporter of free speech. But sports talk radio has been known to get raunchy, risque, opinionated, emotional. I think sports talk radio has just about all the passion and potential for whatever people consider unsafe as any other kind of radio. But because it's not politically controversial, mm-hmm. you don't have organized groups going after people for what they said.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think there are any organizations that are going to try to get people knocked off the air because they don't like the Boston Red Sox or they don't like the New York Yankees. I mean, I do believe that most of the outrage that's expressed against what's said on talk radio is politically motivated.
Yeah, of course it is.
I really believe that. I don't believe it's sincere. I think it's hypocritical.
Yeah, there was a lot of discussion of that. All right, good overview of the Talkers Convention. Check it out online at talkers.com. Michael Harrison here on The Countdown.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, now focusing on the legalities of some of the issues, the stories, the topics this week in the top 10, at number one, actually, the Wisconsin recall election. Here is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the official attorney for the Countdown. He has done an analysis or an examination of some of the challenges that were made, Steve, the equal time rule and how it regards an election. Do you have to have, I mean, in this specific instance, I'd like to know how it was applied or challenged. But in general, maybe it'd be good to go back to, we have all these conversations that are intermittent about the fairness doctrine, the equal time rule as it applies in an election season. Does it cover issues? Does it cover people? It's kind of complex, but it will meter what we actually hear, won't it?
Oh, very much so. And, you know, this this very contested gubernatorial recall election, which was significant because the governor had been the one to stop collective bargaining for state employees. This was kind of like the test doctrine for it, because the incumbent, Scott Walker, had a lot of support amongst conservative talk radio, particularly in Milwaukee. And so he not only got a lot of extra time on the air, but he even had some of the local talk hosts recruiting for him. So this goes back to, as you said, the fairness doctrine, which is now out as far as the equal time requirements. However, this doctrine, and it's called the Zappel Doctrine, that was enacted under the fairness doctrine, has not been terminated, even though the fairness doctrine has. But there are some exceptions, and there are exceptions for regularly scheduled newscasts, news interview programs, documentaries, and on-the-spot news events. Now, the kind of shows that they've allowed as newscasts have been pretty broad, including not just the old Phil Donahue and Good Morning America, but both the Howard Stern Show and the Jerry Springer Show. So mm-hmm. What the FCC's tried to say is that, you know, we're going to expand what we think is a bona fide news show before they start saying there has to be equal time. They didn't even, the FCC didn't even rule on this prior to the election, but the significant thing would have been the very fact that not only was it a matter of giving this particular candidate time there, but that they were actually lobbying for him. But this is something the FCC has got to make its mind up, because talk radio is going to be a very, very big factor. It was in this election, and they've got to, know, does this mean that you do have to have equal time for candidates? I don't think they will, but who knows what the FCC will do.
How is this different than it used to be?
Well, It used to be that as far as the fairness doctrine, it was issues itself that you had to, when it was an issue of public concern, you had to have people on both sides. What they did leave was particular candidates, and this was the law that didn't allow Ronald Reagan or Arnold Schwarzenegger movies to be shown during election season because that was giving them extra airtime. So now it has gone from the fairness doctrine, which dealt only with issues, to the idea of candidates being able to monopolize time.
Yeah. All right. So how does that play into? Let's look at the legalities of money, the PACs, the ruling by the Supreme Court, and that has opened up the floodgates, millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion on each side being raised before the presidential election, the campaign itself, how it accesses that money, what it gets used for. What are the legalities when it comes to that? What the people, the Federal Election Commission seems to be wimpish on this.
Yeah, and well, unfortunately, their hands are tied. I truly think the Citizens United case was one of the, not one of the, was the worst Supreme Court case ever. It handed over the election process to big money. And one of the worst things about this was the Supreme Court generally will issue its decisions on as narrow a basis as they can. Yeah. On this one, they weren't asked to rule on this whole thing, but they overstated it. So now what we're going to have happen is these PACs that are not going to be affected by the Zappel Doctrine because they are not, they're not candidates. They're not going to be affected by a fairness doctrine because these are going to be advertisements. The idea that they are independent of the candidates is pure crap.
Of course,
because you have people like I know with, and I'm not singling out Governor Romney, but it's a fact that one of the main PACs in support of him is people who were formerly involved in the campaign, and now we're saying they're totally independent. So they're going to go totally unregulated. They're going to be able to hide who the money is coming from, and we're going to see this on both sides, misleading stuff. And this is where, like you say, the Federal Election Commission does have the authority to act if they think something is misleading, because since the ads are not those of candidates, they can be censored. But they don't have, as our old friend Gene Burns used to say, testicular fortitude to actually step in there and do that. So I think this is going to be a horrible election as far as how it is in the media on both sides.
Check out stevelaw.net or scamicide.net, which is the online home of Stephen J. Wiseman, the
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best affordable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Top 10 reviewed every weekend in a three-hour extravaganza called the Talk Radio Weekend Review. This is the Monday through Friday version of that program, a couple of hours every day, hopefully on your station, overviewing a couple of the hot hits of the day, two, three sometimes today. Certainly, there is a lot of discussion to review from the recall election, 800-510-8255. The win was bad news for Labor, bad news for Obama. The good news for the Republicans, good news for Walker. Is he vice presidential timber? A lot of rumors about Jeb Bush becoming the Mitt Romney choice. That seems to be kind of a foolish way to go, but who knows? 800-510-8255. And what kind of role is the Tea Party playing in all of this? Was the Tea Party significant? Because many of the Tea Party members feel very strongly about unions in the public sector. And so they want smaller government. They want pieces of the pie to be more equal, and they certainly aren't. The public employees get far better benefits than the union members who are non-public employees. So how does the Tea Party factor into this? You may want to shake out a little at 800-510-8255. Before we get back to your calls, let's listen to this excerpt from MSNBC's morning program, Mika Brzezinski and Willie Geist talking to Howard Dean. Man, this ought to be interesting about the money. Harold Ford is in on this conversation as well. The amount of money that poured into Wisconsin for this recall, when you look at the numbers, Wisconsin Walker raising $30 million, $18 million came from out-of-state donors. He said he's not beholden to the interests from outside Wisconsin, but man, there's a lot of money that came in. And as somebody said earlier, it's silly money. This whole thing is silly. We all know how corrupting money is. Anyway, here are the conversational points from that MSNBC program.
What do you think happened here?
I think part of it was the money. I mean, because of the Supreme Court, you can now spend literally anything you want and not disclose.
Scott Walker got
tons and tons of money from big bucks out of state, people like the Koch brothers, who just clearly want this really right-wing agenda. I don't think that's going to be as much of a factor in the presidential race, because you have an incumbent president who could raise money. And the president actually did very well last night. He was up by 6 or 8 points over Romney in Wisconsin on the same night that Walker was winning. The other issue was that I thought, actually the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote an editorial about this, which was impressive, even though I didn't agree with it, which is basically governors should only be recalled for cause, and you shouldn't put this guy on the recall because you strongly disagree with his right-wing politics.
Mm-hmm.
I think the voters agreed with that. The only problem is that they may yet have an opportunity to recall him for cause, because there's a huge corruption scandal going on in his campaign, which continues to spread and continues to move upward. So sometime in the next 2 or 3 months, we could actually see another big crisis in Wisconsin governance. But we'll have to see. I think the sad story of the night was the money. Because this is the beginning of the undermining of American democracy, and this is what you see tonight when you see a guy outspend somebody 7-1 with money that nobody knows where it came from.
We got a statement from Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO president. He came out last night and said, tonight working families across the country recognize the courageous journey that nurses, teachers, firefighters, snowplow drivers, and other Wisconsinites led for more than a year. Though a seemingly impossible task, they refused to allow their voices be taken away by an overreaching and partisan governor, whether it was standing in the snow, sleeping in the Capitol, knocking on doors, or simply casting a vote. We admire the heart and soul everyone poured into this effort, and it goes on from there. Harold Ford, Governor Dean makes a good point about Citizens United, but the rules are the same for Republicans and Democrats. So the question is, why couldn't Democrats pull in more money in what was a pivotal race?
You know, it's a good question. It's one that's going to have to be one that will play out and be answered over the coming months. I look at it a little differently than the governor does. I think the money aspect is important and was important. But I think at some level, you look at what happened in Ohio when Governor Kasich overreached and uncollected bargaining rights for workers. They put it on the ballot. It was voted down. He lost that, and he repented in many ways and changed his ways. Walker, if you read some of the local news, he pulled back some of his rhetoric a little bit. He's not quite as divisive as he was a year and a half ago, and you had him on the show and some of the harsh things that he said. And I think a lot of voters retreated to sort of a status quo position, thinking, if I'm working and I'm paying them my retirement and health care, why is it that other workers, including government workers, are not? And believe that as much as they may not like some of what Walker stood for, he made a legitimate point.
800-510-8255. What are the legitimate points here? Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's victory seems pretty decisive. Is it because of the outside money? Is it because of the Koch brothers in Wichita? Is it because the Democrats didn't have enough support? What is it? And what do you think about the side issue of money? Don calls the countdown from Pennsylvania.
This is a victory for Citizens United. It's a victory for the oligarchs that have bankrolled this guy. I mean, they outspent Barrett 10-1 and divide and conquer out of Walker's own mouth. That's what he wanted to do to make it a red state. And so now, you know, now that private unions have been gutted, the public unions are going to be gutted, and then they'll lose their voice. And the important thing there is that when people talk about unions, they ignore all the associations down on K Street that, you know, whether it's the restaurant people or the broadcasters or the manufacturers or whomever, they're basically unions. And they now are going to have the majority of the power. They've had the power. And it's a black day. It's really a black day. Rove is going to be on steroids now with his GPS. And they're talking about raising $300 million. Heck, that'll probably pop up to $400 million. And so it exemplifies how much money has corrupted the system. It's a corrupt system because of the ability to buy politicians. That's what it is.
Yep, I agree with that gentleman 100%. Thank you for your call. So I don't 100% on all the things that you said, but 100% on that last statement that you made. This country has become completely corrupt because of the Citizens United ruling. Outrageous and unfriendly, even though speaking of outrageous, the unions have way too much influence and power in the public sector. 800-510-8255. Sounds like, or seems like, Barbara also thinks pretty much the same as Dawn.
I just want to say, many Republicans are feeling pretty proud of themselves because last night's win. Well, they shouldn't, because it was won with big money from Citizens United. Last night's decision, the final bastion of the Democratic Party's power, the unions, was blasted away. It should also be pointed out that more than two-thirds of the money amassed on Walker's side that amounted to more than $30 million was from donors outside the state, while more than three-quarters of the money to Barrett, amounting to about $4.2 million, came from donors within the state. Furthermore, there were robocalls made days before the election telling voters they didn't have to vote if they put their names on the recall ballot. Democratic phone lines were blocked at one point, and an email that I received in PA to make final day calls to get out the vote in Wisconsin was the wrong number. It was the vote of the people who have their faith, their interest in big money.
800-510-8255 to Eau Claire, WAYY. John, you're on the countdown next.
You know, Doug, I completely disagree about this election being about money. If you read the Wall Street Journal, or not the Wall Street Journal, the Milwaukee State Journal, you'll find out that most Wisconsinites had their mind made up about this election months ago.
Did you?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There was nobody in this state that was undecided. Mm-hmm. We knew the outcome of this election months ago.
So why do you think the news media is twisting it around the way they are?
Because the news media in general is left-wing. They're totally against what this governor's trying to do. This election boiled down to two things. You either wanted what was best for the state as a whole, every single person in this state, or you wanted what was best for a minority, and that was public unions. Every person in this state won with what this governor did, even union members. We saved $4 billion. How is that bad?
Well, it's bad because the state's not going to spend it on the unions, and the unions want them to spend it on them. That's why it's bad.
Now you know why this governor won.
Yeah.
The rest
All right.
of us are tired of paying for it.
Don't blame you for that, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Here's Lou in Connecticut.
Wisconsin was the start of the public unions. That's where it all started. The Wisconsin public union members, their retirement benefits are 4.5 times as large as Wisconsin residents that work in the private sector. And guess who's paying for that? The private sector employees. Enough is enough. As a matter of fact, 90% of these government workers should be pink-slipped and let them get a job in the real world like everybody else. We should need to cut the size of federal, local, and state governments by 90%. This is so out of control. I live here in Connecticut. We are being bankrupt by these public unions. They all should be smashed, destroyed, and let them get a job in the real world.
He's an angry guy. 800-510-8255. More of your calls on the recall election in Wisconsin. Who takes the credit? Who deserves the credit? What's next? That's coming up here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix.
lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
No.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Wisconsin in the focus here with your calls at 800-510-TALK. Scott in Texas wants to be heard.
It is not anti-union. It is anti-public employee union. You continue to state it like it's just a labor versus the rest of us, and it's not. It's just simply not. FDR, the patron saint of the Democrat Party, could see the difference in public and private, and he was absolutely against any public employee unions. They should be abolished across the nation.
Not disagreeing with you at all, sir. I wonder how many people are on the same page with you, or if you disagree, help yourself as time allows. 800-510-8255. Kathleen is a listener in Indiana.
Ever since the 2010 elections and this new Congress that came in with Boehner and the rest of them fools, when did it change that a union became a dirty word? My husband is a 36-year United Steelworker. Okay, we belong to Local 1010. Proud of it, and we're going, our contract's coming up, and it's disgusting how they started off thinking how they're going to treat us. I don't think so. When has it become a dirty word? Do you understand? I don't know where people get this notion. It's because of Karl Rove and big money and money bags knit that when is it a crime that you have to penalize a teacher, a policeman, a fireman, people that are scraping by but actually get up, go out there and protect the people like Moneybags Nick, that the guy wants to be president of the United States, but he's starting off lying to the people when he's got offshore money and offshore tax haven accounts that he won't even admit to, and he wants to protect the taxpayers of this country?
All right. A couple of things there. United Steelworkers, good. Union members that are public employees, bad. I think that's what we're putting all of them together, and I know that a lot of people want to think they're together, but they aren't. Here's George in Ohio.
What happened in Wisconsin is very scary. I mean, this proves that money can buy an election. Walker and his friends outspent the opposition by 7-1. Tons of money coming in from big business and the wealthy to support his union-busting agenda. And the second point I would like to make is the Republicans keep saying this is about public unions. Don't believe it. Don't fall for that con. This is about lowering the wages and the benefits of all average Americans, all working Americans. They're starting out with the unions, and if they can break the unions, then they can go after everybody else. America better wake up before it's too late.
All right, well, you've been listening to that stuff for years and years and years. Anyway, let's move on in a few moments to the presidential race and some of the rumors floating around of who ought to run with Mr. Romney.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, that has won the Bulldog Award for Excellence in Media Relations and Publicity. So let's start with John Edwards. Does he remake his image? If you were his PR guy, would you quit?
Well, let's... I'm hired as John Edwards' public relations representative. Let's review my options. One, quit. Two, commit suicide.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Three, tell him to quit or commit suicide. Yeah. Now, I don't think there's any plausible path for John Edwards to get his reputation back in a public, in an elected sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can John Edwards dedicate the next 25 years of his life or 30 years of his life, like Chuck Colson or Michael Milken, to trying to get his reputation back to neutral? Sure he could. I think it's unlikely he will. I think he will fade into a more retired place in American public life, and I think he should, because he has been disgraced so successfully.
Frankly. Go rot away on your own and leave us alone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Let's. Do we say the same thing for Jerry Sandusky? Make quick work of that. The trial gets underway. They had a hard time even finding a jury pool because pretty much everybody in that county around the State College knows or is connected to somebody at Penn State in one way or another. So what do you do with Sandusky? What does Sandusky do? Because he does have to have an image, a public image, as this thing goes to trial, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything for him to do. If he doesn't end up in jail, I can't envision a scenario in which he's not found guilty. Now, I'm sure you never know in a court, but it just the evidence is so bizarre and so overwhelming. It just seems that his public relations is the least of his problems.
Right. All right. So then let's move to the Wisconsin recall election.
Yep. This
Governor
is a very big election and a very bad day for Barack Obama and the Democrats.
So does Mitt Romney, if he's looking for positive PR, does he go to a guy like Walker? All of a sudden, Walker's, you know, before Tuesday, okay, he's the governor of Wisconsin. After that, he's some kind of national hero. And what he did isn't what the news media suggested that he did. He wasn't, you know, that, well, I don't want to get into the do's and don'ts of what he did. But
right.
In terms of what his image is, does it need more work? Has he got a really good image? Ought Mitt Romney to consider him as a serious contender for vice president?
You know, it's hard to know who Mitt Romney is or isn't considering seriously, but I think that Scott Walker's job is just to deliver Wisconsin for the Republicans. I don't think he's a national. I think he's so controversial right now that the rule of vice presidential politics is the Hippocratic Oath: first, do no harm. And I think that he would bring with him too much controversy, even though he won so decisively, and should have won so decisively. It is so outrageous, you know, this conversation about unions and public unions and their pensions. They are so outrageous. If the average person knew what's going on with public pension, the vote would be 100-0. The only people who would ever vote for this kind of idiocy are people who are benefiting from it. And there's not a sane person on the planet that could agree with the public pension system as it currently exists. It is outrageous.
And it can't be funded. It can't be sustained. And so,
of course,
how these
people, it never should have been passed in the first place.
Right, but now you got to deal with it, and the unions don't want to deal with it, and they try to paint everybody black, if you'll pardon the expression of the reference. It's dark. It's the dark guys are the guys who are trying to hold us down, and the light guys are trying to push us ahead. It's become a fiasco, and most people don't get how significant, as you've said, it is. So it needs to be dealt with, and how you do it, it's like anything else. We never want to put our peas in the porridge.
Why should public employees receive 1 ounce better public pension coverage than private sector people? It's nonsense. What are you, nuts?
Right. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. You know how he helped shape public opinion and images. Michael Levine. Here, Michael is America's most prominent media expert, represented lots of celebrities, and he brings that expertise to us every week here. You can check out his online blog, LBN Alert. Lots of great news and information every day for hundreds of thousands of people around the country. Why don't you join that list? The LBNEalert.com.